This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston, heard every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Good morning. Happy Saturday, January 22nd. I am Marilyn Weston. This is Zoomer Radio, and you're definitely going to get it straight from a woman's perspective this hour. Can you believe how time can fly by? We've been living through the time of the pandemic. I keep reminding myself and you that every day is a gift to be lived as best we can. It's up to us to make the most of each day. Last Monday was Blue Monday, the saddest day of the year, according to the Canadian Mental Health Association. We got through it. Yes, days are darker and drearier, but they're getting longer. We can fall into despair about what is wrong in our lives, or we can be kind to ourselves, and as we glance back on the past, rather than lament what we did not do or how we could have done things differently or better, we can acknowledge that there are no do-overs in life. We cannot change what was, but we most certainly can start over. January 1st started a new year, and some of us, perhaps most of us, made resolutions for 2022. Now, 22 days into the year, how many of us have actually started on a new path, lived up to our promises to ourselves? There are still 345 days in this year, and we can face the future and live today embracing our dreams and goals and taking steps to move forward in our lives. Rather than be tormented by what we did not yet do, we can leave the past behind and use the good memories to inspire us and the lessons we learn to build a foundation for our future. Life is too short for regrets. Now is our time to live. To say if only and wait for a better time, waste the days we have. Hopefully, we'll not give up on the New Year's resolutions we made. Rather, we'll do what makes us happy and create new memories with family and friends. We can face the challenging times and work together to lighten our load. Yes, we may stumble, but our missteps not need haunt us. Every day is a new day, and the possibilities to chart on a new path is always within our grasp. So regardless of what you wish to accomplish, know whatever your goals are and your challenges may be, you're not alone in this world. There is help for anyone who needs it. All we need do is ask. For the From a Woman's Perspective listeners, there is your team of experts. We're here to share our passions, experiences, and knowledge so you can be empowered to make informed decisions and take charge of your life. Today, we'll get health tips, learn a little about relationships, moving, downsizing, real estate, feng shui, fashion, and more. And afterwards, our team will be here to guide you and help any of you who have questions in our area of expertise. We are a phone call or email away. Our contact information is on marilyns.ca. Or just one call to me personally at 416-504-6777 will get you the answers you want. So let's get started with today's show and learn from a woman's perspective right here, right now on Zoomer Radio.
Every 3 days, someone in Ontario dies waiting for an organ transplant. You can make a difference. Become a registered organ and tissue donor today. Online at beadonor.ca. One donor can save up to 8 lives.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now Darren Farwell of the Farwell Group joins us so we can learn more about investing for our future tax efficiently. Good morning, Darren.
Good morning, Marilyn. Hey, there's nothing like the snow this past week to remind us why we call it the Great White North. Well, Marilyn, our clients know, and I do hope that our From a Woman's Perspective listeners know, that we're here to help when you need us. But as importantly, we are also here to help people you care about. So when a family member expressed their concern about not making money to one of my client said, call Darren. And he did. Henry called me. And we weren't on the phone long before Henry said, Darren, my savings are falling behind. And I'm afraid that if my wife or my wife and I, or even by some chance, he said himself, lives past our life expectancy, we might actually run out of money. So I listened to more about what's important to him, and we even were able to get his wife on the phone for a little bit. She joined us on the call for a little while. I wanted to listen to what was important to them, what they wanted to get done, and importantly for him, because he had called me about it, what kept him up at night. Interestingly, Henry said that no one in the financial world had ever listened to him like that, not to mention include his wife in the conversation. Well, active listening is a built-in part of our process. But unfortunately, that apparently is quite different. I offered Henry three tips to help ensure your savings don't fall behind. Number one, work with a professional advisor. Henry said that he does. So apparently, as we just discussed, that advisor isn't doing a good job of listening. So how could we expect best outcomes? Number two, check in on your investments on a schedule. Henry said that he did have semi-annual calls with his advisor prior to COVID. Well, that's good. I mean, for most people, quarterly, semi-annual, or annual reviews are actually quite enough. Checking online every day, well, lots of people do it, but I'd suggest that's probably quite more than enough. But it's not a good idea that those reviews that Henry was doing stopped after COVID, because the economy certainly didn't. Number three, have a clear, proven process to adjust your savings based on what's happening in the economy and in the stock market. And when I asked Henry about that, he said he had no idea what the process is for managing his savings. And as far as he could tell, very little had changed since 2020. That's not good. And unfortunately, this is also something we see a lot. Henry's savings were not being managed with a specific process to keep up to date. As a result, Henry's savings were falling behind. Our team, the Farwell Group, does have a process. I explained our process to Henry, and I'm happy to share that process with our From a Woman's Perspective listeners who would like to hear more. This Thursday coming up, January 27th, at 6 p.m., me and my team will be sharing our Outlook 2022 presentation, and you're invited to join. During my presentation, my part of the presentation in particular, I will discuss our process for keeping your savings in the right place for the current circumstances. This is a critical part of ensuring your savings don't fall behind, so you don't have to worry about running out of money or worry about having enough to do those things that are important to you. As I said, I did review our process with Henry in a follow-up virtual meeting that we had, but he's still going to join me and my team for our Outlook 2022 presentation this Thursday, and I hope you will too.
Well, I'm registering and I'll be there. January 27th, 6 p.m. Just call 416-863-7501 to register and get the link. So join me and the others who don't want to run out of money and chase their savings. Darren, thanks for that information and thanks for sharing Henry's story. I'll see you on Thursday.
See you on Thursday, Marilyn. All the best.
Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Clinic gives us her weekly health tip. And then we'll chat with hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto and our matchmaker Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions, followed by a conversation with Dr. Vivian Brown. So lots more to follow, all from a woman's perspective with me, Marilyn Weston, and your team right here on Zoomer Radio.
Why do they call them cookies anyway?
Seniors Tech Services. Computer classes for seniors in Toronto and the GTA.
I wonder what this button's for.
We'll teach you and everything else about your smartphone or iPad. SeniorsTechServices.ca. We also make house calls.
Week to week, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic addresses an issue and explains how to deal with it naturally. And she's here now. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn, and Happy New Year. I'm going to talk a little bit about how to maintain our healthy, glowing, wrinkle-free, blemish-free skin for the new year. So there's a couple of tips I wanted to, five tips actually I wanted to touch on. And the first one is to stay hydrated. So, you know, even in the wintertime, you know, we think about, we need to think about drinking water. So we need to drink enough throughout the day. And we need to aim for about 2 or 3 liters a day. And, you know, what I tell my patients is if you can't remember to drink, try to invest in an eco-friendly stainless steel bottle and just put it on your desk and just kind of remind yourself that you're going to be drinking water during the day. And if you don't like the taste of water, you can always add a little bit of lemon juice or a little bit of, even a little bit of fruit juice to make it diluted. And even fruits and vegetables can help us stay hydrated. Things like leafy greens and strawberries and cucumbers, all these contribute to great skin health. We really want to protect our gut health, and so we want to eat a nutrient-dense diet. So good skin is really linked to our gut. Even acne, psoriasis, and eczema can be linked to bacterial imbalances in our body, in our gut. So an overabundance of what we call the bad bacteria really increases inflammation in the body. So focusing on whole natural foods, eliminating processed foods, in particular foods high in trans fats and sweets and fried foods are really, really important. Some of my patients actually use collagen, and collagen actually improves skin elasticity and reduces the appearance of wrinkles. And so we can find collagen. Collagen is a natural protein. It can be sourced from animal products, things like fish and chicken and beef, bone broth. And some of my patients, we even prescribe collagen powder, for example. You can add that to a smoothie in the morning. Facial acupuncture is something I often do with patients, and it's certainly much cheaper and cheaper alternative to, for example, injections. And facial acupuncture actually offers a number of benefits with really minimal side effects. It helps to stimulate collagen production. And it really results in a brighter complexion and smoother skin. And the last point is really to create a skin-friendly lifestyle. So sleep and exercise really, or lack of sleep really can, and the lack of exercise can really impact our skin. So we really want to focus on moderate exercise to increase blood flow, stimulate antioxidant production. And, you know, studies actually show that even one night of missed sleep can impact the quality of your skin. So really aim for 7 to 8 hours of quality restful sleep, and hopefully that it can help everybody to maintain our youthful and glowing skin over the long term of our life.
So to reach Dr. Betty Rosendahl and achieve wonderful skin, all you have to do is call 905-707-2001. That's 905-707-2001. ThornhillNaturopathic.ca. Thank you, Dr. Betty, for that great advice, and talk to you next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.
Are you a believer? Convinced there's a correlation between our environment and your health? Then yes, you should believe in naturopathic medicine as a genuine alternative. Visit ThornhillNaturopathic.ca and book a free 15-minute consultation with Dr. Betty Rosendahl, ND.
I'm Catherine Wilking of Feng Shui Designs. A messy space can cultivate stress, yet furniture and pictures placed just so can provide easy function and flow. My gift to you today, 10 ways to raise the chi energy in any space. It's available on my website, catherinewilking.com. Feng Shui, it's practical and it works.
Now, for those who have resolved to look after themselves and take charge of their health in 2022, hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto joins us so we can learn how to best care for our ears. Good morning, Edmund.
Good morning, Marilyn. So I wanted to talk about something that happened this week, and it was just an interesting phenomenon. This week, after this huge snowfall that we had, I observed something that I wanted to share with everyone. Now, one of my neighbors, who is a firefighter, was returning home from his shift early in the morning, and he made it into our street and then got stuck. Whatever he did not result in anything more than getting more stuck. Then one of my neighbors saw him, came out to help him dig out, and then another, and another, and the next thing you know, there were several neighbors out there with their shovels and snow blowers all pitching in to help get this man home. Now, everyone needs help from time to time, and there's no shame in asking for help. In fact, often when you ask for help, you usually receive an abundance of it. This week, we had a lady by the name of Joyce come in without an appointment. It just so happened that she was in the area. When Joyce walked into the office, we greeted her, and she said she hoped that she wasn't bothering us by showing up, but she needed help. Well, Joyce not only got seen and had her issue resolved, we had a great little conversation about all the things that she had been doing to keep herself active and healthy. Our clients never bother us. We love helping people. Now, sometimes all you need to do is reach out and ask for help, be it about your hearing aids or shoveling the snow. You might just be surprised at how much help you actually get.
It's nice when people offer their help without being asked, and that's what you do, Edmund. When people come to you, I know you find their best solution and volunteer what works best for them. If someone wants to look after their ears, what do you recommend they do in 2022?
Well, it always starts out with at least getting a conversation started. You know, come in, make an appointment, sit down with one of our team members, and have a conversation about your hearing. Have a hearing test done. Then and only then will you actually be able to figure out what you need to do. Maybe sometimes nothing. Maybe sometimes a hearing aid might be helpful. Maybe something like, for example, an amplified phone might be in order to help you just have better conversations.
So it's about finding out what's wrong, getting to the source of the problem, and solving it. If someone wants a hearing test or wants to talk about hearing aids they have and wants to optimize their ears and hearing, how do we reach you?
The best way to reach us is by phone at 416-754-4327.
416-754-4327. Remember the name, hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian, Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto. When you need help, if it comes to your ears and hearing, this is someone who will help you with their whole heart and has great talent doing this. 416-754-4327. Thanks for the happy story and have a great week, Edmund. Talk to you next week.
My pleasure, Marilyn.
If you're ready to meet new people and welcome someone to share your life, don't let anything stop you. There are no barriers when you have the help of Cupid. From a woman's perspective, Cupid, matchmaker Linda Miller has over 25 years of successful matches to attest to the fact that when you are open to meet someone new, she can help you. And she's with us now. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Marilyn. So I'm here to talk about Fred and Diane this week, and they're very interesting. They actually spent Christmas together this year. They met in June, and he has elderly parents. He has no children, but she has some kids. And they mixed up the whole family and got together and ended up having a great time. And they're kind of a cute story because they got together when COVID was still going strong, and they decided they were going to go on a hike, and they chose to go to Owen Sound, which is quite a drive from Toronto, and they had an amazing time. They hiked the trails up there. Apparently, it's amazing and just beautiful area, and they've just been having a wonderful time, and they've had to do different things. A lot of us have kind of had to modify our behavior. Maybe you're not as comfortable going to a restaurant right now. There's many things you can do other than going to restaurants. I had one guy call and ask me, you know, well, what should I do? I can't take her to a restaurant. Well, you're an incredibly sporty guy. Why don't you go for a walk or a cycle or a cross-country ski? There's all sorts of possibilities as what you can do on a date if you're not comfortable going to a restaurant quite yet.
So you advise people, counsel them, you're an advocate for relationships, and you have a great success rate. If someone's ready to invite someone new into their life and want to maybe find someone to hike with or share experiences with, how do we reach you?
So the best thing to do is call our phone number, 416-777-6302, or you can go to our website at mistyriverintros.com. There's a toll-free number on there. So a lot of people that haven't dated in a long time find our website very helpful. I address a lot of the questions that people have in my dating blogs, so the dating do's and don'ts, what you shouldn't be doing on a date, the best places to go on a date. If you're a senior and you haven't dated for 30 years, what are the things you need to know? It's very useful, and a lot of people read all of my blogs. I'm always surprised that they've read through them all before they start. So you can check that out. It's very helpful.
If you're ready to meet someone new, Cupid Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions is in your corner, and she can help you. All you have to do to get started is call 416-777-6302. Thank you, Linda, and we'll talk next week.
Sounds great.
Now we'll get our weekly health tip from Dr. Vivian Brown, and then Realtor Melanie Martin will join us with her deal of the week for property north of Toronto, and that'll be followed by a visit with our feng shui coach, Catherine Wilking. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective here on Zoomer Radio.
Linda Miller's experienced team of matchmakers meets and interviews each of her 10,000 clients. Not only does Misty River Introductions find and connect you with someone you have real chemistry with and are attracted to, they also coach you on how to turn that connection into a healthy, loving relationship. Book a free consultation at mistyriverintros.com.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, award-winning family physician, women's health expert, and author of the Canadian bestseller, A New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, Dr. Vivian Brown joins us to give us her weekly health tip. Good morning, Dr. Brown.
Good morning, Marilyn. I thought we'd talk about antibiotic resistance today. You know, when we get sick, we often go to the doctor and we want a prescription for antibiotics. We want to feel better. But so much of the time, the infection is a virus, or it's not an infection at all, and antibiotics are not necessarily needed. And when we use antibiotics inappropriately, when they're not needed, we increase the chance that bacteria that are circulating are going to become resistant. And resistant bacteria means they'll be no longer sensitive to the antibiotics we have on hand. So what can you do to decrease antibiotic resistance, which is becoming a concern worldwide? Well, number one, don't take antibiotics unless you really need them. And if you really need them, then take them properly. Stop using antibacterial soap, body washes, and cleaning products. We don't need that antibacterial component. We just need soap and water. And when we choose things to eat, let's go with meat or other products that are raised without antibiotics. We don't want our cattle to have antibiotics, which is then in the meat, which we then ingest, because it really does have an impact on bacteria. So let's be careful. We've learned a lot about viruses in the last 2 years. Viruses don't respond to antibiotics. If you have a viral infection, you don't need a prescription.
Solid information once again, and something we all can keep in our minds so that if we are in a position to take antibiotics, we do it properly. Your book is a bestseller with good reason, A New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging. I have signed copies in my store, Marilyn's. For anyone interested, all they have to do is give me a call at 416-504-6777. And if you're looking for the book in your local bookstore, it is a Canadian bestseller, so ask for it. And now I understand it's on your website, drvivianbrown.com, Dr. Brown. Is that correct?
It is correct, and I'm excited to share with you some interesting information on the website. And then if you're interested, you can buy the book with just one click.
drvivianbrown.com. There's a link from marylins.ca, or just simply call me and order a copy. I'd be glad to send it to you, 416-504-6777. The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging. Every woman should take charge of her health, and Dr. Brown helps you do that. Thank you, Dr. Brown. I look forward to speaking to you next week.
Thank you, Marilyn.
As the last of your tension drips away and Pierre has magically pressed out the last knot, right before you checked, double-checked, and rechecked just how beautiful your hair, makeup, and nails look, a splendid sigh will surface. Michael Cluthe Salon and Beauty Spa. For a complete list of services, call 416-925-6306. Michael Cluthe Salon and Beauty Center on Yonge, just south of St. Clair.
It's easy to make resolutions on New Year's Eve, and most of us do. Generally, promises to ourselves are easily made and then not acted upon. If you resolve to escape from the city and want to find a property in the country and haven't done anything yet, meet realtor Melanie Martin, who can make finding a dream property north of Toronto a reality. And she joins us now with her deal of the week. Good morning, Melanie.
Good morning, Marilyn. And yes, I'm always searching around for an interesting property. And at this time of the year, I do want to give a caveat out here that when we're covered with this much snow, we have to be very careful about what's underneath the snow. In other words, what's the condition of the roof? What's really going on in the front and backyard? These are things we can't see, but they are things that I can investigate for you. So right now, I'm going to mention this beautiful little cottage. It is only about maybe three or four houses from beautiful Georgian Bay. It has a small residence, as I said, maybe about 720 square feet, but very cozy. Now, that's a two-bedroom, but outside in the backyard is a nice little bunkie, which could actually add that third bedroom for you. So this lot is about 50 by 100. It does have some pictures here showing it in a nice weather, so you'll see more than just snow all over the place. I would certainly recommend that this time of year, if we're looking at cottages and there aren't many out there, I can tell you, usually it means that there's a bit more of an impetus for this person to sell. So that might be the best time to be looking for cottages. So do give me a call on this one.
So describe the cottage lot. It was 50 by 100 and you have a bunkie. What is a bunkie?
A bunkie is actually, and not all bunkies are usable as far as legal use, but a lot of them are grandfathered in. So what would have been maybe an 8 by 12 foot shed in the backyard in recent years has been converted into a little bedroom unit. In other words, they insulate it, they put electricity in, they put a nice window and a little door with a little stoop, and you can use that for extra sleeping space.
And you said, so it's like a three-bedroom cottage, really, if you count the bunkie, and it's close to Georgian Bay?
Yes, it's only three or four houses away from the bay itself, so that is a location. And in this area of tiny beaches area, there are definitely access to all the beaches all along Georgian Bay there.
And how much did you say it was?
This one is $559,900, and I want to tell you that the taxes are only $1,057 a year, so it pays not to be right on the water if you want to save on your taxes.
Well, you have words of wisdom when it comes to real estate, and this little charming cottage sounds like a deal for $559,000 and taxes of only $1,057. If someone wants to talk to you about this property or about any other property, how do we reach you?
No, please call me at 1-800-357-4193.
1-800-357-4193. If you've resolved that you're going to have a place in the country, this is the way to get started. Make the call, have the conversation, and learn if there's a deal for you north of Toronto. 1-800-357-4193. Realtor Melanie Martin. She can make magic happen when it comes to properties north of Toronto. Thank you, Melanie. I look forward to next week's deal.
Yes, I'm getting my magic wand out right now.
Thanks.
Take care.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Now that we've been forced to be in more, the clutter and deficits in our home are something we see each day, and we could have done something about it, but we haven't. Fortunately, there's a method that can help us deal with the spaces in our homes and make it so that we enjoy being in our four walls. It's called feng shui, and our coach, Catherine Wilking, joins us to explain more about feng shui. Good morning, Catherine.
Hi. Greetings, everyone. I hope this month is opening up new opportunities for all. I just stepped out of the conference today. I mentioned last weekend a workshop at the Chinese New Year celebration. So I'm doing a workshop there. It's a full two-day conference here on Zoom, and everyone's learning about the Year of the Tiger and what 2020 holds for us now and how to gather support to make it an eventful year. One thing I noticed is that each day can be different from the next, and we just have to look for it. My husband and I are fortunate to live on Lake Simcoe, and our lake begins to freeze one day and then warms up the next. What's that all about? Life is just like that. It's a merry-go-round. We're not sure when it will stop or where it's going or when it's time to get off. But we can learn to weather the ups and downs in life. It's our attitude that will get us through the storms ahead. So think about positive outcomes, not the negative in your situation. You see, if nothing seems to go right, well, then just go left. It's very simple. A feng shui master here, feng shui master Lin Yang, taught us, if there's a solution to the problem, then there's no need to worry. And if there's no solution to the problem, then still, there's no need to worry. You see, worrying is really anti-feng shui. Feng shui reveals how you can take action, and only you can surround yourself with the people and things that you love, support, and comfort you. You can do this, and I can help. One lady client I worked with recently was getting divorced after many years and needed to take back her space for herself. Years of clutter and boxes, who knows what, had to be moved out, and it wasn't until the last box left the house that she could breathe again. The problem of extra clutter was only part of her problem. What she felt after the process was a fullness, a release of the past. And now there's more space for her to live her life to the fullest and the way she wants to. Positive vibes are so much needed these days. And it's not too late to learn new tricks. I do have group classes to help you find that work-life balance. You can join us February 17th for 8 weeks for the Room by Room Rescue. It can be an amazing event to just cultivate more fulfillment, productivity, and joy in life. So contact me for more details. Check out my website for everything you need to know about feng shui, CatherineWilking.com, or just call. I'd love to chat with you further. 905-599-2693, and you too can have a feng shui day.
Well, Catherine, you do so much. You do group classes, you do personal one-on-one, you do self-study programs. Anyone that wants to learn any aspect of feng shui just needs to call our coach, Catherine Wilking, and have a conversation, and then find out how feng shui can brighten your life. 905-599-2693 is the number. It's a great way of releasing the past and finding joy in the four walls you occupy. So do explore the possibilities and make 2022 a year where you love to be indoors as well as outdoors. 905-599-2693, Catherine Wilking, feng shui coach. Thank you very much, Catherine. I look forward to speaking to you next week, and have a great conference.
You too. Thanks so much, Marilyn. Bye, everyone.
Now, Chief Operating Officer and Chief Policy Officer of CARP, Bill Van Gorder, joins us, and he's going to explain more about CARP and what it's working on to help us as we age in Canada. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Marilyn.
What are we talking about today?
Today, we're talking about home and community care and the needs of governments and others to recognize that more and more of us want to stay in our homes and not go into long-term care institutions as we age.
So, obviously, long-term care has had a difficult challenge, but what do we need to know about home care and how we age in Canada?
Well, first of all, not everybody realizes that although long-term care facilities are important, And some people, as they need more and more care, need to move into them. But the fact is only between 5% and 8% of Canadians of an age are in long-term care facilities. The other 90% to 95% of us are all still in our own homes or in our own communities, living with family, living alone, living in seniors' apartments, living in seniors' condo communities. And those are the people that need attention when it comes to care and medical facilities especially. And often we don't think of that particular part of our demographic as needing extra help. Those people want to stay in their own homes, and to do that, they do often need a little extra help.
So what do we do about it? Is the government paying into that, or is it all out of our pocket, or how do we deal with it?
Yeah, well, it's a combination, of course, of both at the moment. There is, for people who qualify, help from the government in getting home care, but home care or care in their own home is not enough for a lot of people. We're only talking about a few hours a week, and so many, many people need additional care, the kind of care that we call family-funded care, where either the recipient, him or herself, or their family are paying for the help to come in. And then it's a problem of finding the help and getting that kind of help in. You know, COVID has been had a huge impact on home and community care because the long-term care facilities have been short on workers, so they have been asking people who work in community care to come work in the facility, and that's left no one in the communities to fill the blanks left by the people who have left the service. So we need two things at least to happen. One is we need governments to realize that we need not only to make sure that we have enough trained employees, PSWs and others, to work in the long-term care facilities, but we need them in the home care organizations too, both the for-profit and not-for-profit and government-funded. One of the problems that we have when it comes to funding is the expense that a family has. So a major part of CARP's advocacy has been to ask government to take the taxes completely off of family-funded home care. That would allow families to be able to afford more care for their loved ones and not force them to have to put them into long-term care facilities. You know, Marilyn, one of the things that often happens is that people move into a facility because they just need one small kind of help to stay in their own home. It may be meal preparation. It may be looking after the house itself. It may be somebody coming in on a regular basis to give them the medical help they need. And if they have that one simple thing that might take an hour or two a day at most, and maybe not that often each week, then they wouldn't have to go into a long-term care facility that they didn't want to go in the first place. This would allow us to free up those spaces in long-term care for the people who really need them. And in the long run, it would be much cheaper because it's a lot less expensive to have home care coming into an individual on a few hours a week than the cost of having somebody full-time in a long-term care facility. So, you know, it's a complicated issue and one that's overlooked. When we're thinking about how we're looking after our older loved ones across the country.
So basically CARP is educating the government so that we have more PSWs and they take the tax off the funding for home care. What else are we doing?
Well, the other thing that we're doing is trying to educate everyone on the fact that not everyone is in long-term care, and that most of us do want to stay in our own homes. In fact, prior to COVID, CARP did a survey. We do regular surveys of our members, and we found at that point that 90% of the people in the survey wanted to stay in their own homes. We are sure in a post-COVID survey that we're going to be doing within the next couple of months, we hope, so we can call it a post-COVID survey. We expect that will be even more than 90%. And this has to be understood. The kind of funding that we have for home care, well, let me give you an example of what we're concerned about, and that is only 20% of the money that's spent on care for older Canadians goes into home care, when 90% or more of the total population need home care. So it doesn't make sense. The appropriate amount of money has to be spent on home care rather than thinking that all we have to do is build more long-term care facilities and then we'll fix the whole problem.
Well, what makes sense to me is that we join CARP and that we join the battle and we fight for victory so that everybody gets looked after, not just the minority. CARP.ca is the website. And if you put /Marilyn, you can get $14.95 for your membership instead of $20. That's CARP.ca/Marilyn. Thank you, Bill. I look forward to learning more from you next week.
Thank you. I look forward to talking to you next week.
Now, after a couple of messages, I'll join you as Marilyn Weston, your wardrobe doctor. And then we'll learn the dangers of sitting from Christine, the health coach. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective here on Zoomer Radio.
You love your neighborhood. You love your home. If it's getting to be too much to handle, share it. Golden Girls Canada is a resource for shared living for single, mature adults. Start living life like it's golden. Go to goldengirlscanada.ca.
Vaginal changes due to menopause are normal, but painful intercourse, bladder infection, soreness, and dryness don't have to be, thanks to a gentle laser therapy offered by FemRenew that can save millions of women from suffering silently. Visit FemRenew.ca to discover a non-hormonal treatment that's safe and cutting-edge without any cutting at all. A vaginal procedure so advanced, you'll be in and out in 5 minutes. Explore FemRenew.ca and experience the new normal.
I'm Marilyn Weston, your wardrobe doctor. I've spent most of my life as a personal stylist in my own store, Marilyn's, on Spadina. I've loved showing women how to express themselves using their clothes and helping them build a comfortable wardrobe that not only helped them look their best, but also gave them confidence and credibility everywhere they went. Recently, I did a Zoom presentation to a women's group that included all of me, my radio show, my personal experiences and history, my advice as Marilyn Weston, the wardrobe doctor, and anything else that they were interested in talking to me about. I shared tips and happy stories and enjoyed being with these ladies on Zoom and chatting. If you have a group who wants a guest speaker, I'm happy to be your group's guest. My recent topic was living your best now. It gives me joy to share and interact with people, and Zoom presentations fulfills this need of mine. So feel free to invite me and I'll be there. One call to me personally is all it will take. Just dial 416-504-6777. That's 416-504-6777. I've also decided to share fashion and personal styling tips weekly by email. So if you'd like to hear from me and just have a chat by email, please send me an email to me@marilyns.ca. That's me@marilyns.ca. And I'll gladly add your name to my list. Now for my happy story. Something old is new again. Dickies are stylish right now. Anyone who wants a layered look or neck fill without the bulk of a full shirt under any top can check out my website, marilyns.ca, and the online store under Basics by Yest, and you'll see a white cotton dickie. Easy wash and wear, and a perfect stylish update for all seasons for any woman who likes to wear white shirts under tops. It's simple. You shop online, pay with your credit card on PayPal, and it's shipped directly to your door. Regardless of what you need or want, when it comes to clothes, I can help you find the items that'll make you look good and feel great when you wear them. Recently, I spoke to Layla, a listener, who called me. She complained that she'd gained the infamous COVID 25 pounds, and for the first time in her life, she had a muffin top and a tummy she could not conceal. Her usual slim-fitting clothes no longer flattered her. My solution was a shacket. Once again, something old is new again. A big shirt to slip over close to the body clothes. A shacket is a shirt-jacket combo, smartly casual, and a solution to camouflage any ruffles or ridges one might have. Leela now has a plaid shacket in her wardrobe. Her problem is solved, and she'll still enjoy it even after she loses her extra weight and trims her waist with exercise as she's resolved for the new year. As Marilyn Weston, wardrobe doctor, I can and I'm happy to dress any woman. I will shop for her and find what looks best on her and make her happy. If you'd like me to be your wardrobe doctor, simply call me directly at my phone number 416-504-6777. We can set a date and time to meet for a personal stylist appointment at my store, Marilyn's, and I can dress you, or I can dress you remotely by speaking with you, learning about you, and then selecting items and sending you photos. And then once you decide what you like, I will either deliver it to you personally or ship it, depending on where you live. Thankfully, in all my years of doing this, I've never had a return. So please don't hesitate to call me at 416-504-6777. Today we're having a healthy bra clinic, and if you haven't experienced the Tab, the amazing bra yet, then do listen because I will be sharing the February and March dates with you, and I'll be posting them on my website. Now, in a moment, I'll return as Marilyn Weston, your host, and we'll get our weekly tip from Christine, the health coach. So stay right here and continue to get it straight from a woman's perspective with me, Marilyn Weston, and your team here on Zoomer Radio.
Being at home for this long has taught us you can never have too much comfort wear for every season and time of day. Marilyn has made being comfortable and stylish easier for all women with the launch of Marilyn's online store. Now you can shop from home at marilyns.ca or arrange a shopping appointment with the wardrobe doctor as your personal stylist. The choice is yours. Shop online at marilyns.ca or call 416-504-6777 and ask for Marilyn. Be comfortable in your own skin and in clothes from Marilyn's.
Now our weekly tip from Christine, the health coach. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Marilyn. The dangers of sitting, prolonged sitting and stress levels. When you're in a motion position or regularly exercise, your muscles trigger or enhance the release of hormones that control mood swings. Due to this activity, your brain gets more oxygen, fresh blood, and nutrients. You feel activeness and freshness and also get rid of anxiety and stress. On the other hand, if you have the routine of sitting for a long time or the whole day, your stress levels increase due to a lack of mood-enhancing hormones. Your habit of sitting for long periods of time leads to an increase in your risk of developing type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and can also result in changes in the body's metabolism, including insulin resistance, and this can lead to type 2 diabetes. Dr. Matthew Hobbs, head of the research at Diabetes in the UK, said, "The overarching message is that spending a lot of time sitting or lying down can be bad for overall health and considerably increase your risk of developing type 2 diabetes. So if you need help in getting started on a proper exercise and nutritional program, call me at 416-809-4084 or visit my website, ChristineTheHealthCoach.com.
When you call 416-809-4084 and talk to Christine, the health coach, she'll be your GPS to avoid diabetes and other health problems and get you out of that chair and moving. 416-809-4084. Thank you, Christine, and talk to you next week.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Moving seniors with a smile removes the stress from moving. Need help deciding what to take, what to sell, and what to give away? Book a free consultation at movingseniorswithasmile.ca. When it's time to move, seniors do it with a smile.
This is Zoomer Radio Toronto.
CFZM FM and CFZM AM. Owned and operated by MZ Media Incorporated.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, as promised, Senior Move Manager Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile joins us with words of wisdom and a happy story. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning, Marilyn. Well, today my happy story is about Marlene, and the words of wisdom are from her. Our dream team helped Marlene downsize and transition to a just-renovated condo late in November. She called me yesterday to say hi, wish me and the team a happy 2022, and tell me how well she settled in and how glad she is she made the decision to move when she did. The major snowstorm we had this week was not a problem for Marlene. She felt cozy in her new 16th-floor suite, with albeit a bit distanced view of her old neighborhood and the snowed-in cars on her street. Marlene knows that her car is now safely housed in a reserved, warm, and dry condo parking spot, and she was happy to stay in on Monday, postponed her dentist appointment, and didn't have to worry if she'd be shoveled out and when her street would be plowed. She didn't have to worry about whether her former neighbor had inadvertently shoveled snow over her furnace vents on the side of her old house, and whether the sheer weight of the snow would damage any of her outdoor furnishings. Instead, Marlene's choices were what to put together for dinner for her new friendly condo next-door neighbor, who was going to be coming over later for a bite and game of cribbage. Marlene shared that life, however still altered with Omicron precautions, was so much simpler for her now. Our dream team had organized everything before we left after unpacking her edited Best of the Best, and she told me how helpful that we were to her. She told me she just had to think about where she would put something, and sure enough, it would be there, neatly organized for her. Marlene is happy, and her voice sounded so much lighter than when I first met with her, when the task of downsizing and getting moved felt like an albatross around her neck. We were happy to remove that burden from you, Marlene, and everyone at Moving Seniors with a Smile and our trusted service partners wish you much good health and happiness over the remainder of 2022 and going forward.
Well, it doesn't surprise me that Marlene is happy. You pay attention to detail, and because you have the experienced team behind you, you save people aggravation, you save them time, and often you save them money. So congratulations on another success story, Lori.
Thank you, Marilyn. And, you know, it just takes a phone call to get started, and then we can just take a whole burden off our callers as well.
So if someone wants to talk to you about downsizing and moving in 2022, they don't have to really have any buyer's remorse if they bought something, because the move can be simple when you deal with someone with your experience. So how do we get in touch with Lori Bell, Senior Move Manager, and her team at Moving Seniors with a Smile?
You can call me at 416-697-8106.
416-697-8106. You can move during COVID. You can do it, and you can be like Marlene, with no regrets and happy that everything's looked after and you can just enjoy life. Again, the number for Senior Move Manager Lori Bell, 416-697-8106. It all starts with a conversation and getting the information you need, and then you can sleep at night knowing you've looked after things correctly. Thank you, Lori, and I look forward to our conversation next week. I think we're going to be talking about how to avoid clutter creep, so I'm looking forward to learning that myself.
Okay, perfect. I look forward to it too, and have a great week, Marilyn.
Time once again to say goodbye and thank you. Thank you to all the healthcare workers and essential service providers. And thank you to Kelly, Carlos, Duncan, and the production team. And thank you to the From a Woman's Perspective's team of experts. And a very special thank you to you for making time to spend with us this hour. We can be in charge of our lives. We can learn what we need and chart our own course for a happy, healthy, and prosperous 2022. We most certainly can leave the past behind and move forward. To quote Mother Teresa, Yesterday is gone. Tomorrow has not yet come. We only have today. Let us begin. Regardless of what we wish for, it's possible to strive to attain our goals. It does take effort. Wishing and hoping won't get us there. We need to take action, and we need not do it alone. Remember, the From a Woman's Perspective team is here for you. It's our wish to empower you, to help you make informed decisions, to help you any way we can. Our contact information is on marilyns.ca. That's marilyns.ca. Look under radio, sponsor expert list, and there it will be. Or if you prefer, you're welcome to call me personally, Marilyn Weston, at 416-504-6777. That's 416-504-6777. This is our time to live. We can do it well, and we can make the best of whatever life brings. So do dream big, set goals, make resolutions, and use each day of 2022 to make it happen. Start now. Have a wonderful Saturday, a fabulous week until we speak again from a woman's perspective next Saturday morning at 8 on Zoomer Radio. In the meantime, stay safe, be well, and enjoy each day. Bye for now.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.